Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz. Jerry Bader Show 924. So what do the results from last night's Georgia congressional election to fill Tom Price's seat mean? Boy, you want to talk about depends who you ask. Which is usually true in life anyway. Let's start with USA Today. Democrat John Ossoff fell shy of a major blowout Tuesday night in a special election in a solidly Republican Georgia congressional district, a race the entire country was watching, to gauge the strength of gathering resistance to President Trump. In other words, how hacked off are people really? Does it go beyond the liberal base? And how much trouble are Republicans in 2018? Ossoff received 48.1% of the vote. He needed 50% to prevent a June runoff. But here's the way USA Today's Heidi Prisbilla puts it. His near miss should send up flares to congressional Republicans. In November, Republican Tom Price, who held the seat before becoming Trump's HHS secretary, comfortably won re-election by a 24-point margin. Ossoff will face Republican Karen Handel, who placed second in a June 20 runoff. Just the fact that Ossoff is getting this close and has a chance in June tells you there's been a significant swing, said Alan Abramowitz, Emory University poli-sci professor. That tells us Trump's unpopularity is hurting other Republican candidates and has the potential to hurt other Republicans in the midterms. Ossoff released a statement. This is already a remarkable victory. We defied the odds, shattered expectations, and now we're ready to fight on and win in June. And then you have the president's response to this. Despite major outside money, fake media support, and 11 Republican candidates, Big R win with runoff in Georgia. Glad to be of help. As HotAir.com writes, consider this an example of the soft flexibility of low expectations. Having allowed Democrats and progressive groups to nearly steal a march on them in what should have been a relatively safe district, Republicans put up an Election Day response that barely snagged them a runoff. In Georgia's 6th Congressional District, John Ossoff got only 48.1% of the vote. That sets up the runoff. Karen Handel got just under 20%, came in second out of a total of 18 candidates. So just how big was the win? As it turns out, perhaps the more impressive than one conclude at first blush. Even after dumping $8.3 million into the race and having Republicans fracture their votes across 11 candidates, Democrats still couldn't pull Ossoff across the finish line to avoid the runoff. Democrats didn't even win a majority of the overall vote. Ossoff and the other Democratic and unaffiliated candidates got 94,087 votes, while Republicans combined for 97,997, and now, of course, they get to coalesce around one candidate. Eric Erickson has a piece of the resurgent today. Both sides are spinning their way out of the Georgia 6th special election. Here's the truth. First, don't believe the Democrats' spin that it should never have been this close. The race featured 18 people of two parties on a single ballot. There were five mostly unknown Democrats, two mostly unknown independents, and 11 Republicans, more than half of whom were well-known. The Democrats rallied to a 30-year-old who lives outside the district and built up his positive name ID, while the GOP field fought each other for three-quarters of the race. That is a standard dynamic in a special election like this. Georgia has a rule that if you want to run for a different office than the one you are in and the different office start date is different from your current office, you must resign your current office. So Georgia, a thoroughly Republican state, has lots of elected officials who bide their time till the higher office seat opens, then they resign and run. So they think they're all entitled. They created a mess. Yes, it should have been close given those dynamics. Second, don't believe the Republican spin that this was expected and they're home free in the runoff. While I support Karen Handel and she's a friend, her campaign team has often lagged in generation of grassroots enthusiasm, and she does not like to raise money. That said, she is well known in the 6th. She could play the first stage of this race conservatively and did. More on this after the news. He's got some very good insight on this. 9:29.